The paperwork question that hung over George Kittle's whole camp got answered early, and it went his way. Kittle was activated off the active physically unable to perform list on August 23rd, a week ahead of the cutdown deadline, and is on the active 53, per Will Simons at NBC Sports Bay Area. That closes the branch where he opens the season on a reserve list at a minimum cost of 4 games. Adam Schefter of ESPN reported Sunday that Kittle hasn't had any setbacks in the return from the Achilles he tore in the playoffs in January, that he's expected to practice this week, and that he still has a legitimate chance to play the Week 1 opener against the Rams in Melbourne on September 10th. If you saw the word setback attached to his name this weekend, that cycle was a misread. Kyle Shanahan, discussing injured players before cuts, referred to guys like Kittle, who's taken a step back, meaning stepping back into the practice progression, not a rehab regression, per David Bonilla at Niners WebZone. Schefter's report says the opposite of a setback, and Kittle's own response on social media was, "The things I wake up to. What the week still didn't produce is the one thing this feed has waited on all camp, a team drill." He took part in individual drills, not team drills, in the August 23rd and August 25th practices before the league-mandated 3-day post-preseason break closed the week, per Simons. Last week's watchline asked for the roster designation and a first team drill appearance. The first came back a clean yes, the second is still a no, now with Schefter's expected to practice window pointing at when it should change. Back in June, the preview called Kittle's role as safe as tight end roles get, and the Achilles the one thing no pattern can project. The role held through cutdown without so much as a designation. The tendon's timeline is down to its last unknown, full-speed teamwork, and legitimate chance is a chance, not a plan. We'll pick this up when the practice reporting does. Data via NFLverse.